Hey everyone, and welcome to today's deep dive.
It's going to be a deep one.
It is.
We're going deep.
We're diving deep into AI and how it's really shaking things up in the world of local SEO.
Especially for small businesses. Yeah. You know, I think we all know there's a lot of buzz about AI right now.
A lot of buzz. Some of it good. Yeah. Some of it a little scary.
A little scary. Yeah. And that's totally understandable.
Okay.
A lot to take in.
Yeah.
But we're here to kind of cut through all the hype and get to what
really matters.
Really matters.
The stuff that you can actually use.
Yeah, exactly. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll have a much clearer idea of how AI is changing the game and what you can actually do to adapt and thrive.
And you know what's really fascinating is that this isn't some far off future we're talking about.
Right.
This is happening now.
It's happening right now.
Like AI is already impacting how people find businesses online. You might be working really hard to get your website ranking high on Google.
Right.
But then what if people just aren't clicking through to websites anymore?
That's the challenge with Google's new AI overviews.
Okay.
So
tell me more.
Imagine you're searching for something, and instead of just getting a list of websites,
right,
you get like a concise answer right at the top of the search results.
Okay.
It's almost like Google's AI is doing the browsing for you, pulling information from websites, reviews, social media.
So it's not even just about showing up on page one anymore.
It's not enough.
It's about having the information.
You got to have the best answer.
That Google thinks is the most helpful and relevant.
Even if it means bypassing websites.
Okay, so this brings us to a really important question for you, our listeners.
Yeah.
If you're a local business and you're relying on organic search traffic,
how do you adapt to this?
How do you adapt?
New reality.
Yeah.
Well, one key is understanding that providing direct answers to user questions is more important than ever.
Okay.
I mean, think about those AI overviews. Yeah. They're concise, they're informative.
So it's not just about stuffing your website with keywords anymore.
It's not about keyword stuffing. It's about creating content that genuinely solves problems and answers questions that your potential customers actually have.
Precisely. And that means thinking about how people actually search.
Right.
So instead of targeting broad keywords like bakery, you want to focus on those long tail keywords.
Or more specific phrases.
Yes. Like best gluten-free birthday cake delivery in
your city.
Vegan bakeries near me open on Sundays.
Those are so good.
Those are long-tail keywords.
They're so specific.
Yes.
And AI tools can be incredibly helpful in identifying those valuable long-tail keywords.
They can. They can analyze search trends. They can look at what people are asking, suggest variations of the keywords you're already targeting.
Yeah.
It's like having your own research assistant.
Exactly.
Okay, so once you've got those keywords, then you can start weaving them into your website content.
Yes. Yes, but
that's just one piece.
That's just one piece
of the puzzle.
There's this whole world of on-page optimization too.
Oh, yeah, on-page optimization.
I guess what? AI can play a big role there.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to technical SEO audits.
Technical SEO
audits.
Okay.
Think of it this way. You could spend hours checking your website for broken links.
Yeah.
Or pages that aren't mobile friendly.
Nobody wants to do that.
Or you could use an AI-powered SEO audit tool.
Okay, I'm listening.
To do the heavy lifting for you.
Oh, okay. So these tools can just crawl through your website.
They crawl sniffing out
any issues?
Technical issues.
That could be hurting your search rankings.
All those things
that I love that.
Can hurt you.
It's like they're little detectives.
They're little detectives.
They are.
And it's not just about finding the problems. A lot of these tools will tell you how to fix them.
Okay, so like, let's say it finds a bunch of broken links.
It'll tell you which one.
It'll tell you exactly which links to fix and where to find them.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's a huge time saver.
Huge time saver.
What else?
These tools can also help you with something called local schema markup.
Local schema markup.
Which is basically,
write it down for me.
It's a way to structure your data.
Okay.
So that search engines can easily understand your business information.
Okay.
So it's like
a roadmap.
A roadmap.
For your business.
Of your business, your address, phone number, hours, customer reviews.
And AI can help make sure this information is accurate and consistent across your website.
Consistent.
And all those online directories.
Yes, consistency is key.
Okay, so it sounds like AI can help us create better content, find the right keywords, optimize our websites.
It can do a lot.
It seems like AI can do it all.
Well, not quite.
Okay.
It's important to remember.
Yeah.
It's a tool. not a magic wand.
You can't just throw everything at it and expect it to solve all your problems.
Exactly.
You still need to understand the fundamentals of SEO.
The fundamentals.
To have a clear strategy for your business.
Yes, and most importantly,
yeah,
bring that human touch to everything you do.
Right, because at the end of the day, local SEO is all about connecting with real people.
Real people.
In your community.
In your community.
Witness building great trust.
Building relationships.
Showing them why your business is the best choice.
And that's something that AI just can't replicate.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
Yeah. We've talked about how AI is changing the search landscape, especially with those new AI overviews.
Right.
How it can help you create better content.
Yes.
Optimize your website.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your business information is accurate and consistent.
Across the web.
But we're just getting started.
We're just getting started.
In the next part, we'll delve deeper into the specific strategies and tactics you can use to leverage AI for local SEO success.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Into AI and local SEO.
Yeah. Let's get tactical.
Let's get into it.
Because it's one thing to understand the big picture, right?
Right.
But it's another to actually know what to do.
What to do about it.
So what are some practical steps that our listeners can take?
To really optimize for these AI-powered search features.
Yeah, like how do we do this?
Well, one of the most important things
okay.
is to make sure your content is crystal clear, concise, laser-focused on answering user queries.
Crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
Okay, so think about those AI overviews, right?
Right.
They're designed to deliver those quick, factual answers.
Quick answers.
So it's not enough to just, like, sprinkle keywords throughout your website content.
We're not enough.
You've got to create content that truly provides value.
Provide value.
And directly addresses their needs.
Addresses those needs. Like, answers those questions.
Answers those questions.
Okay, so structure matters too, right?
So structure matters.
So imagine you're trying to find information quickly.
Yeah.
I know that I am much more likely to skim through content.
Of course, everybody skims.
That's broken down into those digestible chunks.
Digestible chunks, bullet points, headings, short paragraphs.
Short paragraphs, that's my jam.
And you know what? Search engines feel the same way.
Okay, so you're telling me that AI is looking for clear, well-organized content that's easy to understand and extract information from.
That's what they want. And you know what?
Yes.
It makes sense.
It makes total sense.
Because it's like, how would you do it
yeah.
as a person?
Exactly.
AI is kind of thinking the same way.
Okay, so using headings, some headings, bullet points.
All those things.
Right, bird lists.
That can actually help your content get noticed.
It helps.
By AI.
By those algorithm, by AI.
Oh, that's a good tip. Good tip. And don't forget about those long tail keywords.
The long tail keywords, right?
Yes, remember those?
Longer, more specific phrases.
The things that people are actually typing in.
Okay, so instead of bakery.
Right.
Best gluten-free birthday cake delivery in city name.
That's a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are super valuable.
Super valuable.
Because they show exactly what people are looking for.
Exactly what people want.
AI tools are like our secret weapon.
Or.
For uncovering these little gems.
Analyze search trends. Identify those long tail keywords.
So you can find out what people are going to search for before they even search for it.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
That is powerful.
Once you've got those long tail keywords.
Weave them into your content.
Gotta weave them in.
Make sure you're speaking the language.
The language.
Of your customers.
Okay, so we've covered content. We've covered keywords.
But there's more to on-page optimization.
On-page optimization.
Than that technical SEO audits.
We touched on those before.
Remember those AI-powered tools?
Yeah.
Can analyze your website.
Okay, for our listeners who might not be so tech-savvy,
yeah.
can we break down what kind of technical issues these tools are looking for?
Of course.
Give me the details.
So they can find things like broken links.
Oh, broken links.
Which can be frustrating.
Yeah, they're so frustrating.
For users, and they send bad signals
yeah.
to search engines.
Not good.
They can check for slow loading times.
Ugh. I hate when a website takes forever to load.
I know, me too.
I'm so impatient.
So impatient.
I just click away.
I do too.
I do too if it takes too long.
And you know what?
What?
Search engines take note of that.
Really?
They do. They want to provide the best experience.
Of course.
So websites that load quickly.
They get a little bump.
They get favored.
Okay.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
What else?
What else do they look for?
They can check if your website is mobile friendly.
Mobile friendly, right, because everybody's on their phones these days.
most people are browsing on their phones.
Yeah.
If your website's not optimized for mobile,
you're missing out.
Missing out.
Big time.
Big time.
And I bet those AI audit tools can even help with local schema markup.
You're right.
Right.
They can.
It's like giving search engines a clear understanding.
A clear understanding.
Of your business information.
It can help you implement and validate your schema markup.
Oh, okay.
Make sure all those important details
are structured and presented
in the right way.
And that consistency is key.
Consistency is key.
Business name, address, phone number.
All that good stuff.
It needs to be the same.
Same everywhere.
Everywhere.
Across your website, your Google Business Profile.
Yelp, Yelp.
All the online directories.
And AI can help automate this process.
Oh, amazing.
Make sure your information is synced across all platforms.
So we've talked about optimizing our websites.
Yes.
Making sure our content is top-notch.
Top-notch.
But it's not enough to just focus on your website.
You got to think bigger. We need to think bigger.
You need to think about your whole online presence.
Your online presence.
Your website, your social media, online reviews.
It's like an orchestra.
It is.
With all the instruments playing in harmony.
Creating a beautiful sound.
So AI can help us orchestrate this.
AI can orchestrate.
Yeah, so.
Well, there are AI-powered tools that can monitor your social media.
Oh, wow.
Track your reviews, analyze customer sentiment.
So I can see what people are saying.
What are people saying?
Both good and bad.
Good and bad.
Get a sense of how my brand is perceived.
Exactly. And that can be so valuable.
It's like having a team of little virtual assistants out there.
Little virtual assistants.
Gathering all this information.
Gathering all the information.
But then I can make informed decisions.
Make better decisions.
About my marketing strategy.
About your marketing, about your business.
Make sure that it's resonating.
Make sure it's resonating.
This is all so fascinating.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's easy to forget that there's still a very human element to all of this.
Absolutely.
Right? I can't just set it and forget it.
You can't just let AI run wild.
You've got to be actively involved.
You have to be involved.
Guiding the AI.
Guiding it.
Interpreting the data.
Interpreting and decisions.
Listening those decisions.
Based on what I know about my business and my customers.
You're the expert.
So AI is a powerful ally.
Powerful ally.
But it can't replace human intelligence and intuition.
Can't replace the human.
It can't.
It can't.
So use AI.
Use it.
To enhance what you're already doing.
To enhance.
Analyze your data.
Analyze that data.
Automate tasks.
But you're steering the ship.
I'm the captain.
You're the captain.
The human element is so important when it comes to building those relationships.
Relationships are key.
With my customers.
Key to business.
Right. AI can help me personalize my marketing messages, target the right audience.
It can help you target.
But it can't replace that genuine connection.
Genuine connect. That comes from human interaction.
Human interaction is key.
Right. So make sure you're still engaging with your customers.
Just engage with them.
On a personal level.
Be personal.
Responding to questions.
Respond.
Addressing concerns. Building relationships.
Build those relationships.
Local SEO is all about connecting with people in your community.
It's all about connection.
Building trust. Building loyalty.
Trust and loyalty.
AI can help you achieve that.
It's a tool.
But it's not a substitute for the human touch.
The human touch is essential.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground.
A lot of ground.
In this second part of our deep dive.
We talked about optimizing.
We've talked about AI tools.
Audits for your online presence.
It has the role of human expertise.
Human expertise.
But there's one more crucial aspect of AI and local SEO that we need to address.
Before we wrap up,
welcome back to the final part.
The final stretch
of our AI and local SEO deep dive.
We've explored a lot.
We really have.
And hopefully you guys have gotten some
really practical that you can actually use.
Yeah.
But you know, I have to say, all this change can feel a little overwhelming.
Absolutely.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot. It's natural
to
feel a little
uncertain.
Uncertain, yeah.
When things are shifting this rapidly. Yeah.
But instead of seeing it as a threat,
okay,
think of it as a wave you can ride.
I like that.
Change is a constant.
It really is.
Especially in tech.
Especially in tech. I mean, think about
how
much
things change.
Technology has changed even in the past few years.
Yeah, smartphones.
Social media.
Online shopping. Yes. All this stuff.
It's crazy.
All new world.
And AI is really just the next step.
It's the next step in this evolution.
It's already more intertwined with our lives.
Than we even realize.
Than a lot of people realize.
Right. It's not just some sci-fi concept.
Right.
It's powering those recommendations we get on Netflix.
Filtering out spam. Helping us navigate with our GPS apps.
It's everywhere.
And in the world of local SEO, AI has the potential to make those connections between businesses and customers.
Oh, yeah.
Even more personalized.
More personalized, more meaningful.
But as we've been talking about, it's not about just handing over the reins.
It's not about giving up control.
It's about using AI as a partner.
As a tool.
As a tool, right. To amplify what you're already doing well.
Exactly.
They can help automate those tasks, uncover insights, make smarter decisions.
But you're still the one in charge.
I'm still the captain.
You're the captain of the ship.
Guiding the strategy.
Guiding the strategy, using your expertise.
And my expertise.
To navigate these waters.
I love it. So as we wrap up.
Yeah.
Let's distill this down into some key takeaways for our listeners.
Okay, key takeaways. Number one.
Number one.
AI is a tool, not a replacement.
Not a replacement.
It's here to help you.
Not take over.
Not take over. Number two.
Stay curious.
Stay curious. The world of AI is constantly evolving.
It really is.
Make it a habit to keep learning, exploring new tools.
Stay up to date.
Stay up to date.
Maybe the most important takeaway.
Maybe the most important.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Try things out.
Right. Try different things. See what works.
Adjust your approach.
Based on what you learn.
Exactly.
Find that balance between leveraging the power of AI.
The power of AI.
But staying true to your brand.
Your brand.
And building those genuine connections.
Real connections.
With your customers.
With real people.
We've only scratched the surface.
We've just scratched the surface.
In this deep dive.
Yeah, but hopefully.
Hopefully.
Spark some curiosity.
Curiosity and giving you.
Steps.
Some concrete steps to take.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
And keep that human connection at the heart of everything.
At the heart of everything.
Well said.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been fun diving deep.
Deep dives.
Into AI and local SEO.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.